Australian Bureau of Statistics figures released recently have shown that Australia's unemployment rate has flatlined at 5.2% last month, despite an increase of jobs in May. In that month, over 42,300 new jobs were created, but there are many more who aren't in work but aren't counted, and our participation rate and retirement rates may have an impact on these figures. The Wire's Campbell Johnson has a look at what's going on under the surface.
With Australia's employment participation rate sitting well above the global average, it's tough to see why we're struggling to lower unemployment. According to OECD statistics, the world total for participation rate in 2017 was 72.1% and 77.4% for Australia. But can we tell unemployment from the participation rate? Simply, no. But it does help in understanding how many people are actively in work compared to unemployed. Despite this, the definition of being employed in Australia is someone who works a minimum of 1 hour a week, not a whole lot. So the number may be skewed even more than we think. To help us out on this, Diana Messina, senior economist from AMP Capital, says population growth and participation rate are key factors in analysing unemployment.
The key reason for why the unemployment rate is still remaining at its level despite pretty good jobs growth over the past 2 months is ultimately because there's more people who want to participate in the labour market, and that just means that there's either more employment or unemployment, and it brings up the participation rate. And the other key reason is because we have pretty strong population growth in Australia, and it means that every single month there's more people entering the labour market because of that high population growth. So every single month you need more people who are employed just to keep up with the growth in the population.
And you mentioned the participation rate there. Could you please explain what the participation rate is and what kind of... I have an understanding that it's to do with people that have potentially given up or aren't participating in the workplace, essentially. So how does that impact unemployment statistics or employment statistics?
Sure. So the participation rate is currently at 66% in Australia, which is a very high level historically. It's a measure of the number of people in the labour market as a percentage of those in the total working age population. So I'll just go through that a little bit. The working age population is those who are aged over 15 and therefore able to work, or 16, I suppose, in Australia. And the labour market is a measure of those who are employed and unemployed. So the participation rate is really just a measure of people who are either looking for a job or already employed in the labour market. So it's a signal of labour market strength. Normally in periods where you have pretty good employment outcomes, you also tend to see the participation rate go up. People who are unemployed might become employed, or people who weren't previously in the labour market see that conditions are pretty strong and they decide to either go and participate in the labour market, or you know, they're able to find a job because conditions in the economy are pretty good.
She also says construction and the housing market are having a bigger impact on underemployment than we first thought.
We've built a lot of dwellings, particularly in the east coast of Australia, over the past 3 years. So, you know, we're getting into a situation where demand and supply are coming into more of an equilibrium because we have had an issue of undersupply in New South Wales and Victoria over the past 2 years. So this downturn in housing construction is impacting the job numbers. We're seeing some declines in construction work, and we think that that's likely to continue over the next 6 months, which is why we think the unemployment rate will ultimately go to about 5.5% and peak at that level towards the end of the year. We see jobs related to construction declining, related to building services. Building services are a pretty big employer if you look at the numbers.
Associate Professor of Economics and Scientia Fellow at the University of New South Wales, Gabriella Groton, adds to this statement by claiming that we may have seen this increase in participation due to changes in the housing construction market, causing households to anticipate a potential recession.
Couples in which one worker is one of the two in the partnership is working as in construction, and he or she has been told that construction is going down because the housing construction is going down, so maybe you're going to lose your job or you're not going to make as much money as before. And then this person goes back home and says to his or her partner, well, maybe we need to both work now. And so the question is, maybe this data are telling us that in some sense workers, or in general households, are anticipating a recession.
In addition to this, Mr. Gratton says this could also be what is causing the RBA to cut interest rates.
Maybe worrying the RBA in some sense, and that's why they are cutting interest rates, because somehow there is people looking for more and more jobs, even if there's not an increase in the wages. So why are they now looking for jobs? It's maybe because they need a job.
Housing. Housing construction could be the issue we are seeing here due to the demand and supply of housing development finding its equilibrium, for now.
And that story was by Campbell Johnson.